It is 6:16 at KLIF. Well, the Supreme Court will be hearing arguments today in a very unusual death row case. In it, the defendant has always maintained his innocence, but his attorney went against his wishes during the trial and told the jury that he was guilty.
Joining us now with some insights what's going on here is Dr. Nick Oberheiden, a former federal prosecutor, now federal defense attorney, with the law firm that he established called Oberheiden and McMurray. Good morning, Dr. Oberheiden.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for joining us. This caught our attention, and we said, wait a second. How is this even possible? Apparently, this defendant by the name of Robert McCoy was not even allowed by the judge to replace his attorney in the case. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, indeed. Very interesting and very unique case. And it's very unique for capital murder cases only. What it really comes down to is the question whether a defense lawyer can admit the client's guilt in a capital murder case, even though the client expressly objects and rejects that strategy. But the point here that the lawyer tried to make is, look, client, if we admit that you are a murderer, I may be able to escape capital punishment, meaning death row for you. Nonetheless, the client said, I didn't do it. I don't want you to say I am guilty. And what really clashes here is the client-lawyer relationship, where on the one hand, the lawyer is the client's advocate and needs to zealously represent the client. But on the other hand, the lawyer is also the chess master, and he's in charge of the trial strategy. So the most common clash of this is in a criminal case, in an ordinary criminal case. Take the Wiley Price case, where the defense lawyer says, you will not testify, and the client says, but I want to tell the jury my side of the story. This is different. Here, the lawyer can say, no, you will not testify, because he's in charge of the trial strategy. In a murder case, there are some precedents that make it more complicated. And that's why this case, that if you look at it on the surface, you feel like, how can a lawyer do this? That's why this case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Some say this was a reasonable strategy, given how the trial was going for the defendant. Do you agree with that?
You see, personally, as a lawyer, I would probably have pursued a different path. I would be very hesitant to enter a courtroom when I'm not on the same page with my client, meaning we have to enter this room as one team. And I think the worst thing that can happen, and that's the thing that happened in this case, is where the lawyer says he's guilty, and then the client stands up and says, Your Honor, I'm not. This controversy, this discrepancy between lawyer and client is something you want to avoid under all circumstances. And so far, the courts have held in favor of the lawyer, so to speak, meaning there's no new trial, and no, the U.S. Supreme Court needs to decide if this is a violation of the defendant's constitutional rights for a lawyer to say, to admit to murder against the express wishes of the client.
Yeah, I might have expected the lawyer to say, well, then I simply cannot continue to defend you. But what has this got to say to the jury? That must be a terribly confusing thing for them to have to contend with.
Yeah, awkward would probably be an underestimate here. Well, the defendant, the client, petitioned the court to change the lawyer, and the court declined. And that's where the situation got out of control. The lawyer and the client were obviously no longer one team and on the same page. And the trial, as far as I followed it, turned into quite a nightmare, where the cat was out of the bag and there was really not a lot the jury had to decide, other than in the second stage of this case, whether or not to award death penalty or not, which the jury in Louisiana did.
How do you think the Supreme Court will rule in this case?
very hard to say because it is unique to the capital murder setting. This does not apply to, let's say, a family lawyer going into a courtroom, says my client wants the house, when the client then stands up and says, no, I want the lake house instead. So this is not the situation. This is very unique, deeply rooted in constitutional precedents. I think, if I had to guess, the U.S. Supreme Court will put the rights and the interests of the defendant above the trial strategy of the lawyer.
It seems like a reasonable thing to do, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you can say, well, the attorney had the right to do what he did, but the Supreme Court has got to say, yeah, you know what, we've got to send this back to trial.
I do agree. Absolutely, I agree. Because at the end of the day, the lawyer can never say with certainty that the client committed this murder because the lawyer was clearly not part of, was not at the scene.
Right. Dr. Oberheiden, thank you very much. We appreciate your insights. Very interesting case.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Nick Oberheiden, former federal prosecutor, now federal defense attorney with Oberheiden and McMurray.